we're giving away this morning in 90 seconds.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And we're going to give away a pair of REO Speedwagon tickets to the person that can identify the song in the game that everybody really hates, Five Easy Pieces. You'll get five quick glimpses into an REO Speedwagon song, and all you have to do is give us the title of it. Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Piece number one.
Oh, boy.
Piece number two. Piece number three. Piece number four.
Oh, no.
Piece number five.
Okay. Piece number four and five helped. One through three.
We're only on the air till 9 o'clock. We got to get a winner somehow.
One through three were worthless.
Is that your evaluation of my contest technique,
well,
sir?
Well, but four and five, compared to what four and five showed off, four and five were helpful.
Let's see if we can get a wiener here. REO Speedwagon Tuesday at Impact. And I would drop by just to hear them do Take It on the Run, because that's such a good song.
News Talk, who's this?
All right, but John is the first person in on this particular tune. John, can you give me the name of that song?
Roll With the Changes?
I am sorry.
No.
Nope. Not it, but we appreciate you trying. You'll be in the grand prize drawing. Dave.
Yes, heard.
What?
What? Who's this?
I need the title of the song.
Heard It From a Friend.
That's not the title of the song.
No.
Who's this?
Gotta have the title of the song.
Gotta have the title of the song, not some of the lyrics.
Hey, here's a guy who probably knows, because his name is Greg.
Hey, hi. First letter of your last name.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. Can you give us the title of that song?
Don't Let Go.
No.
I am sorry. East of the Rockets.
Let's try. I can't fight that feeling anymore.
No.
No, that's not it either. Wow. Here's Chad.
I think you just said it. Is it Take It on the Run?
It certainly is.
Winner.
That first gentleman was doing some of the lyrics. Heard It From a Friend. Who?
Yeah, but we needed,
the title. Yeah.
And let's enjoy a little of this. This is what I would stop by to hear. Ringing this music out of a guitar. Wow. And you would ring the neck of a guitar to get that out of it. That is awesome. All right, hang on. You're going to the show. Just like that. But guess what? We have another pair to give away. And we will do that after SMR News coming up at 8 o'clock. We will go into the next hour. By the way, don't forget to stop by my Facebook page. You got a lot of good crap as stuff on there. And the Duncan and Son Predictathon for the game between Clemson and Alabama, as both have now reached the Elite Eight.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I just read an obituary of the man who invented the throat lozenge.
Oh, no. He died?
Yes, but there was no coffin at the funeral.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
That was fun.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The clock says 8.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomas.
Roy!
For President Biden, it was a record $26 million haul in yesterday's campaign fundraiser in New York City. Joined by Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, the event also attracted hundreds of anti-Israel protesters. And while Mr. Biden was busy collecting cash, former President Trump was attending the wake of a fallen NYPD officer. It shouldn't be long before crews begin work that will eventually lead to the reopening of the crucial port of Baltimore. A Russian state news agency reports 9 people have been detained by Tajikistan's State Security Service over a suspected contact with those who carried out last week's attack on a suburban Moscow concert hall and left 144 people dead. And it's 1 year to the day the Russians arrested Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on charges of spying. More details at srnnews.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
From a giant bunny, he's coming on Easter, bringing jelly beans to me. He's got big floppy ears, his tail is so fluffy, then he'll be hiding eggs, the Easter bunny. And that big bunny is a real hungry dude, so I'll leave him lettuce and carrots as rabbit food. They'll fill my basket with peeps and chocolate too, then he'll be hiding eggs, the Easter bunny. Hiding eggs, the Easter bunny. He'll put them in the plants, Lance, under the bed, Ned. Hide them behind a chair, Claire, that Easter bunny. Couch in the den, Glenn. Hiding eggs in the kitchen, they're under your seat, Pete, that Easter bunny.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I have a thread from Reddit.
Yeah.
About funny things that happened when people were doing that.
Okay.
I'm sure somebody let one rip.
Well, there's that. Now, apparently, two were ready to do that.
Right.
And one of them said something. Would you, whatever, you can fill in the blank with your own mind. We don't need to get graphic with this. It's just funny. And today, this is a risk. But whatever they said, their Google Home speaker came on and said, I don't understand your request. Really?
That's funny when Google does talk to you like that when you're not even addressing Google. I mean, Alexa.
Women have so many incredibly squeezable areas. We don't need to get specific on this one, but a guy squeezed one of those squeezable areas just as a train went by and blasted its whistle. Yeah. Oh, man.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah. I'm in touch with my 9-year-old and inner fourth grader right now. Here's this guy had a pet cockatiel. that had learned to mimic his mother-in-law's laugh and kept doing that.
Oh, wow.
And he stopped. He says, I can't do this with your mother laughing at me. Oh, man. There's more of these. We'll do some of them later. Meantime, our next Five Easy Pieces contest.
Coming up.
Yeah, you'll have a chance to win REO Speedwagon tickets for Tuesday night show.
That'd be good. It's too bad it's on a... Well, no, that's right. I'm out of town. Doesn't matter.
But a Seafood Bistro gift card with that. So yeah. It's dinner and a show. The song may be slightly more difficult to solve than the last one was.
Maybe.
We're at 8:11.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
On this Good Friday, it's a good forecast. In fact, just a fantastic Easter weekend forecast. We're up 8 degrees in the last hour out at the airport. Sunshine comfortable today. A little warmer, high 74. Increasing clouds, not quite as cool tonight. Overnight low 48. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix, but a warm-up continues with a high around 79 on Saturday. Easter Sunday, 83 and mostly sunny. Just a great day for backyard cookout and gatherings, you know. And then dry Monday with highs in the middle 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms holding off till Tuesday night as the next frontal system moves through. Then it turns cooler midweek. Right now this morning, clear, calm. We're up to 47 now at 8:12.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
My God! Let's go! Time to start the day. Time to get up.
Maybe we should just focus on getting ready for the show.
When is it? When's the big show?
It's Good Friday.
Oh, don't say Friday.
I'll take you to church. It's Good Friday.
I'm ready for the show.
It'll be a good day.
Good Friday.
It's going to be a good day.
Good Friday.
Today is Good Friday.
So are you having a good Friday?
Good morning. It's Good Friday.
It's showtime.
All right, we're going to do that ticket giveaway for REO Speedwagon Tuesday night at Impact, and we're going to give a Seafood Bistro gift card away from it, but before we do it, let's have Jay tell you about the Seafood Bistro menu.
Why, thank you very much. Yes, the Seafood Bistro is full of some delicious food for you. We're talking the po' boys, the boil bags. The salads are great, too. I don't want to take away from their salads. They're fantastic. The ranch is also awesome. But the Seafood Bistro has so much more than that to offer. The wings as well. Not only that, the seafood gumbo and also the red beans and rice are just amazingly delicious there at the Seafood Bistro. They're going to open up today at 11 a.m.
A lot of people are looking for seafood on Good Friday.
On Good Friday, yes. They'll find it at the Seafood Bistro. They've got the tilapia, they've got the whitefish, they've also got the salmon, they've got the catfish as well available to you at the Seafood Bistro. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. So go by there and enjoy a fantastic meal from the Seafood Bistro or give them a call, 279-7500 when they open up. If you want to see the entire menu and everything on offer for you at the Seafood Bistro, then all you've got to do is go to their website at theseafoodbistro.com or use the delivery apps that are on your phone to see the entire menu there as well and to find out what you're going to get. Now, you're about to win a $20 gift certificate and tickets to REO Speedwagon. This will be a perfect night for you. Go there, enjoy a meal, and then also go see REO Speedwagon at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Check them out online, theseafoodbistro.com, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Thank you, Jay. You'll have a chance to win those tickets and the Seafood Bistro gift card at the end of this break, starting with 1819 News at 8:14.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is joining 10 other states in filing a lawsuit against the Biden administration for a plan to cancel out student loan debt. The lawsuit was filed this past Thursday, with the state of Kansas leading the way in this effort. The lawsuit claims that the SAVE plan coming from the Biden administration is just as illegal as the first attempt was made to cancel student loan debt, and that first attempt was recently struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the Biden administration is being brazen in their push to enact the SAVE plan, despite the ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. Kobach says that the law simply does not allow the Biden administration to cancel or radically restructure student loan debt without the involvement of Congress. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A search continues in Walton County, Florida, after the head football coach from Sylacauga went missing while kayaking in the Gulf waters. Chris Smelly was in a blue and black kayak that launched from Grayton Beach on Thursday morning. Smelly never returned from that trip. The U.S. Coast Guard out of Mobile is now involved in this search. The identity of a man found dead in Florence is now public. 44-year-old Justin Tidwell was discovered at a Budget Inn last weekend. The Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences performed an autopsy and identified the body. The cause of death is yet to be determined. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Time for traffic.
REO Speedwagon tickets next.
We have very heavy traffic on I-85 southbound from Mount Meigs past Chantilly to Taylor this morning. Traffic moving slow as folks are trying to merge on at Chantilly Parkway from Atlanta Highway. We're also very busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Very heavy traffic there as well as the boulevards. We had a couple of minor accidents earlier, but we believe those have cleared now. Please buckle up. Drive carefully. We've got light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere around the area this morning. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence. 265-2585 with LJ Skywatch Traffic.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Looks like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes, hello, bunny. You've got nothing on the inside. Something's wrong. You're just hollow, bunny. Wasted my money. Slightly troubling how you're crumbling. You're not very strong. Maybe you were solid, but your inside's rotted. You look whole, but it's some sort chocolate skin. Yes, you're hollow, bunny. You have got no soul, bunny. I will never buy you ever again.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game. Let's play a game. Round two of five easy pieces, except we've upped the ante a little bit here. Not only a pair of tickets for the Tuesday REO Speedwagon concert at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, but a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. What you'll hear are five pieces from an REO Speedwagon song. We're going to need the title at 272-9228. You can call as soon as you think you know it. Here is piece number one. Piece number two. Piece number three. Piece number four. And piece number five.
There you go.
More challenging this time.
Well, bigger prize at stake, too. 272-9228. There's another, you know, I was reading some of these Reddit things about funny things that happened while people were doing that. Some guy says, I found out the hard way, if you're really into it, the sound can activate the clapper and turn the lamp on and off repeatedly.
My God. That's funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Hey, it looks like our pieces weren't that easy.
Apparently not. Whoops. Spoke too soon.
Can tell some more of these stories, too. There's these are so funny. Wow. You, this one here, now... Well,
dude is trying. This guy's trying.
We'll talk about this one, this blown-out knee and how that happened a little bit later.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, this is John. John, you want to win these tickets?
He really does.
Can you name
yes, sir.
The song that we just did the five easy pieces with?
Keep the Fire Burning?
No.
No.
That's a good guess, though.
That is
a very good guess. But,
all right, thanks, guys.
Just keep trying, man, because we don't have a winner yet. You can call back.
You totally can, and he will, because he's done that before.
You know what I might do here? I might give another five pieces. Why not? It's a holiday weekend. We should...
The first five were difficult.
Well, let's try five more. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. And number five.
All right, that helped a little bit.
Okay.
Who's this?
Yeah. We have a call? Mark, yes. 272-9228, if you think you know the title of that song, 272-9228. Right here in the 334 area code.
All right.
Okay, Mark wants a shot at this one. Mark, can you name that song?
I can't find this feeling.
Oh, man, I am sorry. That is not it, but again...
That's a good guess.
Good song, good guess. This is Dave.
Yeah, how about Keep On Loving You?
No. It is not Keep On Loving You.
We considered doing that.
Yeah, we did, but we thought, well, that's just too obvious.
Yeah.
We did Take It On The Run the first time.
Yeah.
But if we do Keep On Loving You, I'll just grab this.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hey.
What's your name?
Wayne S.
Hey, Wayne S., what do you think? What is this song?
You got the roll.
No.
I am so sorry, man, but thanks for trying.
The nice thing is we've eliminated a bunch of songs.
Now, I would give some more clues, but I don't want the song contest to become 15 easy pieces.
Yeah, right.
It kind of loses some of the value.
It does. Let's see if we can get some more calls here. Because we've named a lot of REO Speedwagon songs.
Except this one.
But we haven't... But this is a significant REO Speedwagon song.
And this is a hit. This is something where you can go to Google and look up REO Speedwagon hits and just start naming them off. Just call in and start naming.
We've limited a bunch of them.
I'm not going to give another piece, but I will give a hint.
Okay.
It's very popular at graduation time. It's been used as a theme.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, for high school and...
That I did not know.
High school graduations.
Okay. Very nice.
At least back in that time when the song was first released.
Okay, I see that, yeah.
272-9228. Also popular in divorces. It's just in from Jacqueline Tomlinson. 272-9228, name that tune. Because this radio station will go nowhere fast until we get a winner.
Come on, where's John? John, you call... Okay.
Maybe that's him. News at 8:25 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Otherwise, I'm going to read more of these funny these stories from Reddit on people. This guy, I guess he wanted to move to a different, and he blew his knee out, screaming in pain. His wife had to call an ambulance because his leg was swelling up. But the worst part of this is she could not stop laughing because of the point in which they were doing that it happened. And I think we may get a winner here. We have three. Let's not go over three. So we start with you, Johnny L.
Can it be here with me?
No, sorry.
It's not here with me.
No, it's a bigger hit.
All right, John, you got another chance at this.
I'm going to try, but I didn't hear all the ones that were guessed, but time for me to fly?
That's it.
He did it! Yeah, that's the song, and that's why it's popular, because when people... And it also is a, that's why it's a great theme for.
And you're going to hear him do it Tuesday night at Impact.
And you'll have a $20 awesome. Seafood Bistro gift card to get something good to eat before you go to the show. Dinner show, buddy.
Excellent.
Yep.
You hang on. Don't go away. All right. Coming up next at 8:28, Hard News with Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Don't forget, we got a Dunkin' and Son Predictathon on my Facebook page. $200 Dunkin' dollars at stake if you can identify the precise outcome of the Elite 8 game with Clemson and Alabama.
Elite or Elite?
I say Elite because I hear it's said that way.
Elite.
I usually normally say Elite.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you know, I didn't finish college there, Rich, like you did over in Mississippi there, so I'm ignorant.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company, run by Alabamians for Alabamians. 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sugar-coated baby chicks made of marshmallow. Right now, I ask the Easter Bunny, bring me some peeps, just be a decent fellow. I'm now remembering how he forgets to bring me peeps every single Easter. Maybe this year. But I'll tear that basket at the seams. I'll find chocolate bunnies and jelly beans. Hollow eggs filled with Cadbury cream.
Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
Announcement.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
We just got a beep. And the hard news story this morning is the passing of actor Louis Gossett Jr. at age 87. No cause of death listed, but at 87, natural causes seems like it would be likely.
Yeah.
And this is from NewYorkPost.com. And just a couple of doors down is the story of yet another New York City resident sucker punched in what appears to be a racially motivated attack.
Was it another woman?
Yes. Okay. With a broken jaw.
Seems
with a
like
broken
it's
jaw.
Targeting women.
Yeah. But that imbecile mayor, well, we don't have money for police, and we've got to put the... I don't want to go on a rant here, but that city is about as badly managed as any in America right now. And then the king himself, Puffy Diddly Widdly, is on the top story list today. From Cuba Gooding Jr. to pink cocaine inside Diddy Combs' circle of sex, drugs, and violence.
Yeah.
What was the last we heard about him? He's not been taken into custody yet.
No,
he's been raided.
Last time we heard, he was somewhere in the Caribbean, but they don't know where.
They arrested his drug mule.
Yeah.
At Opa-locka Airport, I believe.
That's interesting.
Florida.
Drug mule.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What does a drug mule sound like?
Did you ever watch that Clint Eastwood movie called The Mule?
I don't think I did.
I think so. It's him.
I like about half of what he makes.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not he's really done better, but it was all right.
I think my favorite was In the Line of Fire. You seen that?
In the Line of Fire.
I have seen that.
And Absolute Power. In that one he plays a criminal, but he helps expose a horrible, horrible president played by Gene Hackman. That movie is also I've recommended some good films this morning. The Train with Burt Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
If you can handle a movie made in black and white, it doesn't have any CGI in it. No, that movie is not only dramatic, it's very, very suspenseful. It's well done. I'm surprised it hasn't had a greater legacy than it does. It is 8:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. If you have a concrete project in mind coming into the spring or summer, call Tom Latham at 284-9292 and have him come out and give you a free estimate. Tom is the reason Penny Earned is the success it is, because of the way he is. He's one of those folks that he's a stickler for detail. And that means when they're doing a project for you, whether it's something big, like the redoing Prattville High School's football stadium, that's a big project. Or maybe you want a new stamped concrete patio. Or concrete landscaping, which is something that they've done and do incredibly well. And you can see dozens and dozens of examples of beautiful outcomes they've created on their Facebook page, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. But it's all about testing, making sure that top materials are being used, because a lot of Penny Earn's business was redoing things that were done wrong the first time by people who were pretend concrete contractors. And it angered him that these people spent good money and they had to tear out what was there and replace it with something done properly, including, and I tell this story every so often, a horseshoe-shaped house that had a big patio in the middle that was poured by a concrete company that did not allow for drainage. Well, remember that rain back in 2009?
Yeah.
It ruined the entire interior of the house because there was no drainage. No drainage in that patio, so it just went inside the house. Those are the kind of mistakes that will not happen with Tom Latham and the team at Penny Earned. 284-9292, 284-9292 for Tom and the team at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. And by all means, even if you don't need a concrete project, their work is so impressive, it's worth a visit to their Facebook page.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
We've got a great day in progress right now on this Good Friday, and the weather is perfect for the Easter weekend for whatever you have planned for here and the Gulf Coast beaches, by the way. Sunshine, comfortable today, a little warmer. Today's high 74 here, only in the upper 60s near the beach because of the onshore flow from the cooler Gulf water, which is now at 66. Increasing clouds, cool tonight, but not as cool as it was this morning. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. A sun and cloud mix, but comfortable tomorrow as the warming trend continues. High 79, up to 83 on Easter Sunday. A perfect forecast. I can see a lot of activities going on in the backyard as far as picnics and stuff on Easter Sunday. Mostly sunny skies. Dry Monday, with a high in the mid-80s, then scattered showers and thunderstorms holding off till Tuesday night as the next frontal system approaches. Some of those storms could be strong, especially over the northern half of the state where there is a severe weather risk on Tuesday. Right now, this morning, clear, calm. We're up to 47 at 836.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
No, his name is Paparazzi.
This is Luciano Paparazzi with this week's classical music.
Donald Trump is a billionaire, but does not have 500 million cash. None of his fans seem to care. They're raising money buying mega hats. After the time change, the spring finally came. The winter is done. Let's have fun and go watch a baseball game. I'll be pretending to work while watching NCAA, and my bracket will be busted within the next couple days. Grazie. Tune in next week where I'll sing about how I love the marshmallow peeps.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
We had an accident a little earlier on I-85 southbound, right around mile marker 13. That is going to be in the vicinity of the Pike Road area before you get to Chantilly Parkway and Taylor. Traffic's been very heavy there, inbound on 85 southbound this morning, as well as 65 southbound into Montgomery. And we got a good bit of traffic on the boulevard. Still Prattville, but with Tumka giving us all clear. Loaded up everywhere. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. Thompson Tractor's here to help when you need parts and service. Put it on your Cat Card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for Cat Card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. is quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sweet pea buns, so tasty. I'm so sweet and sugary. A delicious marshmallow chickadee. You get me from the Easter Bunny. Some of us come in yellow. Some of us come in green and blue. We are more firm than jello. Spongy and soft and sticky too.
It is 8:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I cannot stop reading these Reddit funniest sex stories. And these are pretty tame in terms of graphic content.
Yeah, okay? Most of them are funny, right? Yeah.
Now, I think anybody can put themselves into the position of this next couple.
Okay.
They were on the couch fully naked when the girl's father walked in the house unexpectedly. I guess they were at his house. Anybody remember the old days? Is the basement available? Who's home? That kind of thing. He did not know that they were unclothed because they had pulled a blanket up to their chins. Here's what makes it funny. Dad sat down, totally unaware that his daughter and her boyfriend were completely naked, and he chit-chatted with them for over an hour. Can you imagine
the
bobbing
nervousness
and pretending to listen? Yeah, that's great. Hey, would you mind leaving the premises? And this one, he said, "I'll be right back," and left the room. And then at the exact same time, they both broke wind. I
can see that happening.
I wouldn't know anything about that, actually. But we're not here to talk about sex.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
And if you were, let's kill it.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed.
Time for our Morning Marine nominees. Don't forget a grand prize drawing coming up in 10 shopping minutes from right now. Couple we've kind of already touched on this morning. This guy in Montana, police caught him going the wrong way on a major highway for 27 miles. And here's a clip of the judge and an officer talking about Michael Sean Waters.
Well, these are troubling cases, these wrong way cases, and these are extremely dangerous traffic offenses, so that'll be the order of court.
We have always had wrong way drivers. We've had more of them. Don't know the exact cause other than intoxication.
Mm. Yeah, that's often
27 miles.
And then we have the guys in North Carolina who had one job. They were supposed to put the sign on a Bojangles, but they misspelled it and turned it into Bojangles.
We were working around here. We do this property. We were picking trash, and I saw the sign, and I'm like, well, something's wrong there. The people that were working here, they didn't notice. I mean, like, they spent, like, the whole week here. I had to tell them, you know, because I'm guessing they're about to finish here, and that's why they put in the sign up there.
You had a funny misspelled sign last week, too.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered that.
Yeah.
Because I forgot. Hang on one second. I've got this turned upside down. And now we have, in North Carolina, apparently a lot of dumb things going on there. A 37-year-old man in North Carolina arrested Wednesday after he showed up to a fire, as many arsonists often do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And that's why so many of them get caught. They come back to admire their handiwork.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Christopher Maglino. He was arrested after he refused to leave the scene of a fire. He started out a hero. He showed up before the fire department. That's also suspicious. And whipped out a garden hose and tried to battle the fire. When the actual firefighters showed up, they repeatedly asked him to leave, and he would not. It sounds like he's saying, hey, I got this, guys. It wasn't just that. He was wearing some kind of Fire Department of New York gear and was also getting in the way of the firefighters doing their making it obvious that he was not legit. And he has been hit with 3 felonies for his fascination with fire. And maybe they want to put him away so we can't actually go back and commit more arson.
Look at that, yeah.
So you got the arsonist showing up at the fire, the 27-mile DUI driver.
Yeah.
But still, though, the misspelling of the Bojangles sign is just stupid.
Yeah, those signs are expensive, and that's a lot of money down the tubes.
Yeah.
Didn't they give him something he could follow, like an actual sign?
Embezzle. What an ultra-maroon.
Guilty of embezzlement. And I got one little audio clip here I may as well play. Since we're actually running ahead today, something is truly wrong when we are ahead. This is a guy who got scammed, but doesn't think they got scammed.
How does your job interview go?
So good. My boss already promoted me to vice president of sales. I barely even talked to him.
Dude, how did you get that position? That's pretty lofty.
Well, I'm not going to do his accent, but he said, we want to get you started immediately.
What did he need from you?
I sent him a social security number, and I gave him my home address. What's that? It's just basic payroll stuff. He's like, write it on a piece of paper, and I used a napkin, but it was the same.
Mostly. Oh, you didn't send the napkin to him, right?
Well, not the napkin. I just sent him a picture of the napkin, and I took photos of the front and back of the house and our license plates.
I think he got scammed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
All right, if you're planning on enjoying the basketball tournament at home this weekend, you can still have the great taste of Baumhauer's Victory Grill right nearby. They do catering. They have a catering menu at baumhauers.com. You can check that out. But if you have stopped going to restaurants because the prices are out of control, Bob has taken some drastic action to make sure that you can still enjoy great food with a side and a beverage for under $10. That includes the infamous Hangover Burger at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, served on an onion roll, and comes with fries, and like I said, a beverage. It happens to be the favorite of the chief financial officer of Aloha Hospitality, the company that Bob founded, as he brought wings to Alabama over 40 years ago, still celebrating that. Char-grilled dipping chicken. Fresh boho-marinated char-grilled chicken breast seasoned with lemon pepper, sliced and served with a legendary white barbecue sauce. The barbecue yardbird platter. Again, boho-marinated chicken breast. And it is basted on homemade barbecue sauce. Baumhauer's has their own. By the way, you can buy their sauce. You can get sauce at Baumhauer's because they have the white barbecue. They have the Thai sweet, which is great with sweet potato fries, and almost any, especially chicken. But even with certain types of fish, the char-grilled Jamaican jerk chicken is a favorite, as is the Bam Bam. You can also get, and this is the one I pick, and this is only $9.99. This is the non-ranch BLT. Non is an N-A-A-N. It's a bread that's got great body to it. And when you're wrapping a slice of this naan bread around multiple slices of applewood smoked bacon, lots of tomatoes and lettuce, things that have a little moisture, plus the ranch dressing, just get a good grip on that thing and gnaw it down, because it is so good. They do not cheat you on the bacon. Just some of the examples of inflation bites, and they're doing something about it at Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard. And again, for catering and other information for this weekend's games, Baumhauer's.com. Our final visit to the traffic junction.
We had an accident a little earlier on I-85 southbound, right around mile marker 13. That is going to be in the vicinity of the Pike Road area before you get to Chantilly Parkway and Taylor. Traffic's been very heavy there, inbound on 85 southbound this morning, as well as 65 southbound into Montgomery. And we got a good bit of traffic on the Boulevard. Still Prattville, but with Tumka giving us all clear. Loaded up everywhere. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. Thompson Tractor's here to help when you need parts and service. Put it on your Cat Card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for Cat Card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
There's no better way to see the solar eclipse than aboard a Boeing 737 MAX. Your view won't be confined by a small window. You'll see the totality through the massive hole that just ripped through the fuselage. The experience will be breathtaking, literally. Since the whole oxygen mask dropping from the overhead console thing probably doesn't work either. And your view will never be blocked by the 737's wing, because that'll fall off too. So book your solar eclipse flight aboard a Boeing 737 MAX and see what all the buzz is about. Yeah, we should maybe see what that buzz sound is all about. Probably just some loose balls.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Young man, you've been working all week. I said, young man, I bet you must be beat. I said, young man, yesterday is a treat. It's a day to celebrate now. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. That's why I hear you say, I love Friday. Yeah. Oh, the weekend is here. Just relax and kick back. Grab a cold one from that six pack. That's why I hear you say,
for a grand prize drawing, by the way. Once again, on Monday, we'll have a pair of tickets, two pairs of tickets for REO Speedwagon, right, Jay?
Yes. Okay. Correct.
And I've got the Duncan & Son Predictathon for the Elite 8 NCAA tournament continuing this weekend with Alabama and Clemson. Make a prediction on that. You could win $200 Duncan dollars.
Elite 8 brought to you by Nissan.
Uh-huh. That's why at this particular time we're doing the grand prize drawing. And what number's first?
Number 16, Sweet 16. Oh, that's what that was. What just happened?
That's so ironic.
Sweet 16.
Wow.
Ah. That is Roger W. Wasn't there a place called the Elite
Cafe? Yes.
Elite Cafe,
yeah.
Since 1911, downtown Montgomery.
Yeah,
over there on Dexter.
Roger W. By the way.
All right, Roger W. You have won a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card that you can take to their new location and roam the aisles. And I mean, the big decision, what do I buy? Because there are so many great temptations at Tucker Pecan. The next time the gang's over, somebody says,
let's get nuts!
Head to Tucker Pecan. Up next, the works from Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, complete service on your vehicle, too.
Number 37.
East of the Rockies.
East of the Rockies. Way to go, buddy. You'll get a complete service on your vehicle from Don Duncan. You can redeem that at any of their three locations, Mount Duncan and Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And again, look for the Predictathon on my Facebook page. And now, our $180 value Clark's Club membership 2.
Ooh, look at this. Number 30. 30.
30 is Junebug.
Junebug.
You're a winner.
Here we go. You are the newest member of the Clark's Club. That means you'll get two annual tune-ups to your system by the best HVAC techs on the planet. And for the next year, they're a phone call away if something goes wrong with your heating or AC or plumbing. You get immediate service from Clark's. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some truly amazing human beings, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Our thanks to everybody who participated this week. A quick mention here at the end for a great team of people that do fantastic lawn work. And we're getting into the season now where the grass is starting to grow back quicker.
Yep.
The grass is growing quicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
That's because Leon hired Turf Stalkers to come out and mow the lawn, so he's not getting the exercise he should. But who wants it in, you know, 90, 100 degree heat indexes?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's a hard pass for
me.
I'm
not doing that.
But Brian and his team, they're ready to work hard for you. Call them at 558-1611. 558-1611. They do all the outdoor maintenance you need, not just grass cutting, but edging. You need hedges trimmed and those kinds of things. Call them and get an estimate and enjoy yourself a little bit more this summer. That's 558-1611. You can also visit our friends at Turf Stalkers on Facebook.